following a baby Impala. No, the baby Impala runs away. Is this good or bad?
You tell me.
Depends. If I start the story of a tiger who is hungry with the children and she doesn't have the milk and she's trying so hard and finally she found this little Impala and she was unsuccessful. Pity. If I'm talking about that Impala who has a baby, new baby, and suddenly a tiger comes and wants to take the baby, and the baby runs away. Fantastic. Okay, is it good or bad? No. It's hunting, it's nature, and it happens. Four times missing, one time succeeding. This is the story of that tiger. There is no good or bad. Good and bad started with us, we human beings. Why? Because we are drastically different. First of all, what is the connection of the animals? The animals, they fight each other except the moment that they have sex. And even when they have sex, they fight each other. And a lot of insects will eat the other one. The female is bigger and will eat the male. Yeah. During the sex. Why? That's how it works. They reproduce. Those are teeny insects and yet that lady to put a lot of energy for the babies, needs a good meal. Okay, the meal is useless after the sex. So, that simple. Because selfishness is the base of the brain of animal. Self, me. Me and the rest of the universe. Right? It's interesting. Any of you, when you go home, sit down and write down me and the rest of the universe and just look at it. Look at it and think about what it means. What is you and what is the rest of the universe? I sit down here and I'm thinking about me and the rest of the universe. What is me? The fellow who is teaching Masnavi, is it me? No, it belongs to the rest of the universe. It's Rumi's education. This is what the subject is. I learned it from here. It's not me. I am that animal who was born, and if I was not educated, I would be a monkey. Education, culture, cultivated in me, and this culture is growing. This culture that we are living in was not here 100 years ago. 100 years ago means your grandparents, they didn't know about the microbial or macro system, nothing. They were that silly 100 years ago. Okay, who is cultivating this culture? We. Each of us will try. Who am I? Am I the boy who was born out there, the other side of the earth? Am I? I'm an old man sitting here with all I absorbed from the culture. This is what I have. This is what I am. That's my personality. And this has nothing to do with the animals. The animals, they look at the, I don't know how to say it, facade, the elevation, how it looks. We we dig in. When you see someone for the first time, what do?
You stand back and try to look at the face. Who is he? What's in his mind? We're talking. We bring it out. The animals, they don't have talking, so they don't connect. A living animal now, could it connect anyway to a dead animal?
And here we are trying to connect with Rumi, who has been dead for hundreds of years. You see the difference?
This is the difference that you should pay attention to.
Here, the guy will say, you have to earn it. You have to try. And yes, he is correct. Not in this case, but generally, it's not wrong. Let's hear the rest of it.
How the ass answered the fox. He replied, that is of weak faith, else who gave life gives bread.
Means what?
He talked about what? You have to try.
That trying was jihad. Remember, we talked about it. Being a mujahid means go for it, try for it. Right? What is the other side of the jihad? Book one, remember? He said, you're always playing with these two stuff. Sometimes this one, sometimes that one. Because you don't really believe in both of them. They're both here. The first is jahd. The second is tawakkul. Means, I rely upon the goodness. Yes, I try to be good. And at the same time, I believe in the attraction of the goodness. I believe in this tendency, the basic of the goodness. Here he will say, you talked about jahd, trying. This is the weakness of tawakkul. Now he explains the tawakkul again. Yes.
Whoever seeks sovereignty and victory, a mouthful of bread will not fail him, O son. All wild animals, both the herbivorous and the predatory, are devourers of the provision. They neither go in quest of work, nor do they support providing. The provider gives their daily bread to all. He lays before each one the portion allotted to him. The provision comes to everyone who seeks patience. The trouble of making efforts arises from your want of patience.
Means what? The first paragraph was talking about you have to go for it, to try it. The second one is talking the opposite of it. That it happens, you know what? This is that qaza. Something that is coming from the sky somehow. He is the giver and he will give. And which one is correct? Here, interestingly, he is repeating all the stuff that he explained basically in book one. Do you remember? Book one started with the story of the king. Then just the parrot in the shop, then jealousy, then it came to this. Okay, there are two way of acting. One is surrendering to the will of God and going with the flow of the existence. The second is standing up and trying and changing. Which one is correct? Rumi said, these are two silly things which is made by your brain. To say one is good, one is bad. First of all, both are good. What is bad about them? Well, what is bad about them? Both are good. and both are supposed to help me. There are times that I should do this, there are times that I should do that. When I'm in a situation that I'm really in a way that I cannot do anything, so I should give up and go hopeless and die? No, I have hope. And when I can do something, of course I will do it, because what was the hope? The hope was me being a good guy, waiting for him to give me what I need, right? Okay, when I try and do some effort, who gave me the energy to do that and the idea to do that? He did. So what? This is the game of the brain. To do what? To run away from standing up and being responsible. If it didn't work out, it's not your fault. It happens. That's the universe. And if by accident something would happen, I did it, I knew it, this is it. Let me tell you. This is the attitude of this stupid ego in me. Because he wants to improve me for me. I want to improve me for me. This is the difference. Yes.
How the fox,
now again and again we did it. Yeah.
How the fox answered the ass. The fox replied, "Such trust in God is exceptional. Few are proficient in trust in God."
Huh? This is something that you say even. When somebody will talk about that, we say, "Oh yeah, but that's something very scarce. Let's be logical. Come on." Yes.
"'Tis ignorance to concern oneself with the exceptional. How is the king's highway for everyone out, for everyone? Since the prophet hath said that contentment is a treasure, how should the hidden treasure be gained by everyone? Recognize your limit and do not fly aloft, lest you fall into the abyss of woe and bane."
You heard it. A very simple explanation about that, about the necessity of trying. There are two positions, right? But there is something, I don't know if it is accident or something, because I see the difference, I will declare it to you, I don't know. Because here, in all these explanations, you see, the foxy, who is the cheater, he is always going to Quranic version and the prophet and stuff like that. He will bring in the religion. The donkey is not talking about the religion, but he is talking about connection and really having faith. Because here, the only one who has faith, or at least is trying to have, is the donkey. Yes.
How the ass answered the fox. He replied, "Know that you are speaking the reverse. Woe and bane come to the soul from cupidity. No one was deprived of life by contentment. No one was made a king by covetousness. Bread is not withheld from pigs and dogs. This rain and clouds are not earned by man. Just as you are pitiably enamored of the daily bread, so the daily bread is enamored of its consumer."
Repeat it again. Repeat it again, that one.
"Just as you are pitiably enamored of daily bread, so the daily bread is enamored of its consumer."
Do you remember something when you hear this? Oh, it's one of the most famous verses of Rumi, that the thirsty people are looking for water, the water is looking for thirsty people. Means these are made to match together. And look at it, how simple it is, the logic of this donkey. Okay, the question. The donkey is correct.